Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Poultry Health Today, and with me is Rodrigo Gallardo. He is an assistant professor at the University of California in Davis. Rodrigo, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for the invitation.
Now, infectious bronchitis has sort of haunted the poultry industry for many, many years, and it's a virus that is constantly changing, and the industry's approach so far has been vaccination, and that's been successful in some cases, not successful in others. You're taking another approach.
Yeah, so back 3 or 4 years ago, we decided to give a twist to all the investigation on infectious bronchitis. And we decided to look into the immune response of chickens, basically, to see if we could find something that was useful in order to come up with different preventative strategies.
And so, basically, you're hoping to maybe find a genetic solution to infectious bronchitis? Is that the end game?
I mean, not genetic in the sense of bringing different genetics to the chickens, because, you know, some traits are against the productive traits. So our idea is to use these different chicken lines that we have the fortune to have in the University of California, and try to see lines that are resistant, you know, against these infections with infectious bronchitis, and try to look why those lines are resistant. So key components in the innate immune response and the adaptive immune response will give us a substrate in order to study and come up with new preventative strategies that are different from vaccines, basically.
So the idea then is not so much to manage infectious bronchitis through genetics, but to see the variability in different genetic lines so that you can adjust your vaccination programs accordingly?
And it will be the variability of responses, basically. So we want to understand better the responses and have more basic information in order to come up with different prevention strategies.
So tell me about the study itself. How did you set it up and what exactly did you do?
So this is really simple. We have different lines that have differences in the major histocompatibility complex, which is the link between the innate and the adaptive immune response. And these different lines have different MHCs, but their genetic background and the immunological background is the same. So if you challenge them all against an infectious bronchitis strain, you'll see differences in responses because of these differences in the MHC.
The MHC is?
It's the major histocompatibility complex. So it's the link between the innate response and the adaptive immune response. So far we've seen lines that are resistant and susceptible. So we picked those lines in a second project, and we're now looking into why the resistant line is resistant, basically. So we've seen components in the innate response and also in the adaptive response that determines that resistance. So we're looking deep into those components in order to come up with to modulate those responses and then generate strategies. Which it could be the use of an adjuvant in live vaccines, for example, or different ways of vaccinating with the same products that we have available.
So how soon would this information be applicable to commercial production?
So this is really basic research. And whenever you do basic research, there's time that needs to succeed. But in reality, I mean, so far we've been investigating this for 3 or 4 years, and we have the model in order to start coming up with the information. So I don't like giving promises or in terms of time, but we're working hard in order to get good results.
Now, we've talked about infectious bronchitis. Certainly there are other viruses out there that cause respiratory and enteric disease. Have you looked at any of them?
We haven't, but we wrote a proposal for USDA a couple of months ago in order to look into that. So hopefully we'll get funded and we'll be able to look into Newcastle disease and low path avian influenza as models, basically. But the idea, if we find components in the innate response that provide resistance to these infections, is that those strategies or components will cross-protect against different pathogens and different serotypes in the case, or genotypes in the case of IBV.
And the birds in your study, what is the age range?
So they're Leghorns. The age range, so we usually challenge them at 21 days of age, and we keep them for probably 3 to 4 weeks. That's more or less what we do. Yeah.
And so you're really primarily looking at breeding stock, because obviously that trickles down to the progeny.
Yeah, they're genetic lines. So they're Leghorn lines that have been kept and curated over the time. They're really valuable lines that most of the universities are getting rid of because they're expensive to keep. But we've been working hard in order to keep them and use them as a research substrate. Yeah.
Are you encouraged by your findings so far?
Yes, of course. I mean, you always get excited about your work. So yeah. Sure.
Well, it's an innovative approach to disease management, and I'm sure the industry will be keeping a close eye on this. Well, we've been talking to Rodrigo Gallardo. He is an assistant professor at the University of California, Davis. Rodrigo, thanks again for joining us, and
Thank
best
you.
Of luck with your research.
Thank you so much.